on stage. It was it was so funny to watch.
Will you please do that when you meet Big Fatty?
Yes.
Big Fatty?
Because you got to see the face that goes along with the sound, too.
It's a whole package deal.
Well, you know, when Nicole first met Big Fatty, she was like, oh, my God, I feel like I've met Elvis Presley.
Fat or skinny Elvis?
Fat, of course. He is the fat one.
That's true.
I'm the fat one.
That's true. So speaking about gayness.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Big Fatty?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 951 of the BFO for Thursday, the 22th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm back in the Fat Cave, and it's live. Big Fatty, can we please have something pre-recorded again? Hello, Rosebuds. Big Fatty, that's Funga. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Rosebuds, that was sent to me by that trucker Alex. He says most of you won't know what it means, but I have a feeling more than enough will. Dear Gussie. So, I'm sorry that you had to hear repeats earlier this week, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. There was no time to record on Sunday night. And I did not get back to the Fat Cave until 10:30 p.m. in the evening on Monday night. So, y'all, I just said, well, Big Fatty, because y'all had previously planned to do the three parts of y'all, that is the Arby's. You know, that's good mood food. Big Fatty, it's gassy food. Y'all, it's true. It's true, y'all. I had French dip and Swiss sandwich and some curly fries. And y'all, I had that at lunchtime. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I had that and then I laid down for a minute. And y'all, I woke up with a splitting headache. Y'all, it's tough. I've seen several people on the Twitties saying how tough they are, what a tough time they're having. Readjusting to Eastern time from the Pacific time. But y'all, I think that they are having more of a hard time adjusting from being drunk to being sober. Big Fatty, you hit that one on the head, that's for sure. Because y'all, there was some drinking going on in Las Vegas. And y'all, many of the fans of the BFO were partaking of an adult beverage and were over-serving themselves to include that Dr. Stone. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Dr. Stone was in the hospitality suite at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Pacific time. And he was stone cold sober, y'all. And y'all, by the time he came up to be on the pink carpet, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, he was shit-faced. I'm just telling you, y'all, it was unbelievable. And so, y'all, there was some heavy hands pouring those cocktails, those adult beverages, if you will. So, y'all, that's okay. That's okay because there was no driving except for the Faye driver, and he's used to driving drunk. Big Fatty, don't say things like that. But, what was I saying? Big Fatty, what were you saying? Y'all, I have to say it really was, for the most part, a drama-free weekend. And it was really nice to meet some folks that I had never met before, like that Moose P. Y'all, I'm just going to go over here to the list because I know I'll forget somebody if I don't. Let's see here. Y'all, of course, Miss Kathy Bacon, I had met her before. Y'all, I met I met Casey in Denver, and his other half out there, and y'all, he gave me a t-shirt that on the front of it says Puppet Master, and on the back it says, can I give you a hand? Y'all, I want to just read something that he sent to Big Fatty, because y'all, I think it's, well, if nothing else, it is well thought out and planned, and I he asked me to share this. With the entire gang, as he says. He says, on behalf of us podcast listeners, I just want to say what an honor and pleasure it was for us to be included in the Pride 48 weekend, to have the opportunity to meet so many of you and to see you, quote, in action, end quote, doing your craft was amazing. You know that every weekday I have coffee and drive to work with you. I spend many hours on the elliptical at the gym laughing with Vera Charles. You can also find me taking a ride with the Faye driver or going on a ramble with Tom. Or sitting around the table shooting the breeze with the foul monkeys, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, Gavin and the Pocket Gang, or Hat M and his crew, they're really not that angry. Some days I'm intent on being dubious with Daniel and Adam. Other days I just want to live it up with Daniel and Dr. Stone. Often I'm found with Joey, Matt, and Mark being extra creamy, or with Toppy when I'm feeling smelly. I used to get sexy with Matthew and Ouija. Ouija was the first podcaster I met in person. Hell, I've even taken a flight with the Seder and a hike with the Gay Country Boy. And now, as I write this, I'm feeling a little teary, just like Nessa. So before I need a Kleenex, I'll close in saying thanks again for letting me be included. Thanks for all the fun and laughs. Thanks for a great weekend. Love, hugs, and cheers, Casey in Denver. Y'all, I thought it was nicely stated. So, anyway, y'all, we met, I had met that Joey Bohonkus and his other half in the elevator on the Atlantis cruise. But, y'all, we met Matthew Crane Higgins. And, y'all, I believe he was the only one who had three names at the entire weekend. Y'all, of course, Adam, you've heard me regale Adam Burns. Y'all, he was just incredible in all the different things he did, and he did them all well. Big Freddy, don't get vulgar now. And by the way, y'all, if you're ever at the Luxor, the steam room and sauna is only $15 a day. I don't know if you heard that or not. Y'all, I did not see Chuck Chapman. I don't know if I missed him or if something happened or what. But, y'all, he was supposed to be coming with somebody. I don't know. Unless I'm confused, I don't know. Y'all, that Dells and Dallas, y'all, he was just a sweetheart. He was just a sweetheart. He very quiet, but just a sweetheart. Y'all, the kids from That's What She Said were there. They're always fun. Guru Nudie, we've met him several times. Y'all, the Ange in BC, the Faye driver, y'all, he was quite the character. But, y'all, he's just as nice as he can be. Lori Warbucks and my grandson, saw them there. Y'all, Mark up there in the Minnesota, the Laughing Buddha, y'all, I spent quite a bit of time with him, and y'all, he's delightful, just delightful. The Seder 69, y'all, I did not see him wearing his kilt, but evidently he wore it in the, what do you call that, the parade, but y'all, he had his own captain's cap or something like that and all that. Y'all, the veritable Virgo and the Gene B, y'all, they could not have been sweeter. And y'all, they were unbelievable. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, John Ong, which I've met before, he was, y'all, he's skinny as a rail. He always says he's fat, but he's skinny. Y'all, he looks like he's almost as skinny as Dr. Stone. Y'all, they have like two skeletons walking down the hall together, he and Dr. Stone. And y'all, but the DaBell was just lovely. Just lovely. Moose P, y'all, it was just wonderful meeting Moose P, and y'all, he's, you know, as kind and gentle and friendly and all as he is, based on what I know from a distance, y'all, he's twice that. He's twice that in person. Y'all, Tim in Alaska, he traveled over 3,000 miles. He traveled further than Big Fatty did to get to Vegas. And y'all, I believe he had a grand time. We're just sorry his other half couldn't have joined us. But his other half probably would have killed himself. Being around all the craziness. My youngest daughter, Nessa, was there. Michael up there in the Squamish, B.C. Y'all, he's quiet as a mouse. Just quiet as a mouse. He was a church mouse. Y'all, he would be sitting there. He would be sitting there and smiling and listening and not saying a word. He was quiet as a mouse. Quiet as a mouse. However, Gavin was not quiet as a mouse. Gavin was his regular self. Y'all, he was something else. And I know Gavin had a good time, y'all. I don't think I saw him. I think I did see him one time without a cocktail, and he had a bottle of water. So it may have been just straight vodka in the bottle of water. Y'all, I believe that Miss Melinda may have had the best time of all. She had a smile on her face the entire time. She sat on James LeRoy's lap and got a new nickname, Miranda. Because James LeRoy, y'all, quite frankly, he was just pissed drunk the whole time. The whole time, y'all, it was sad. It was sad, but you know, with Miranda on your knee, it's all good. y'all, of course, Gay Country Boy was there, and he and his other half, Travis, they were there. Y'all, they went and saw the Big Gash. Better not. No, that just has nothing to do. Never mind. Y'all, there's the Grand Canyon. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. I've mentioned Matthew Crane Higgins. He was just as nice as he could be. And y'all, he keeps a tight leash on that Joey Bohonkas. Let me just tell you. Y'all, the Melissa the Confused was there, and her cousin Kim. Y'all, it was just lovely to see them again, and thank you again to both of them for picking Big Fatty up at the airport. Y'all, Christina and Nicole had never met them before, but y'all, I believe Nicole may be scarred for life. Christina, however, it was, you know, everything that she saw, she refers to as Tuesday. So, Daryl in the Novas, y'all, he was late getting there, but y'all, I think he made up for lost time because he was happy. He was just happy as can be. The Mola Man, y'all, the Mola Man, I know he was enjoying himself. Y'all, he found a $100 bill. He found a $100 bill in the Bible in his in his room, and y'all, he went and gambled it, and from what I understand, he did quite well in the casino. But the Mola Man was there, and y'all, then we had Larkin and Ouija and Matt who were there, and y'all, it was just lovely seeing Larkin again and meeting Ouija and Matt, and y'all, it seems like there's somebody I'm forgetting, but I quite frankly, I don't remember who it is. I just don't remember who it is. And there may be others that I'm just forgetting, but y'all, I'm just looking at the list right now. Let's see, y'all, let me tell you something, because this is something Big Fatty has looked forward to, y'all. I'm going to tell you, if you're ever going to Las Vegas, and you're going to stay at the Luxor, I highly suggest that you follow them on the Twitty, and y'all, I highly suggest as soon as you get home, you drop them from the Twitty, because y'all, if they send out one Twitty message a day, y'all, they send out 150 a day, and y'all, I couldn't wait to unsubscribe. Couldn't wait to unsubscribe. Y'all, I've got some voice letters, but I think I'm going to hold off and play them tomorrow, because, y'all, I got to get this one done so I can get over to the Von's East, y'all, because, quite frankly, I got nothing to eat here at the Fat Cave, and that is not a good thing. And, and the other thing I wanted to say about the weekend, y'all, that had him. His name was drawn out of the colostomy bag for a prize, And he, since he was not in Vegas, he will get a prize out of the Big Fatty treasure chest. So, Hadam, you just got to let me know what you want, and Big Fatty will get it in the mail to you. You know, I may be out of a particular thing, but I'll get it ordered and get it to you, and not necessarily in a timely manner. You know, I believe somebody else handles things that way also. But anyway, yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. Y'all, what was I going to add? Y'all, somebody added me on the Goggle Plus. I don't know who these people are, so we'll have to look at them. But y'all, I've got some, no, I want to go over to the Twitty. Because y'all, I've got some, I went through and I approved people on the Twitty that I knew. But y'all, I, the some of these over here that I just don't know. I just don't know. Let's just see here now. Y'all, I've got 38 new, Twitty, requests. Eclipse Jim, who's down there, in Orlando. Lyle 13, that's Lyle Hampton, y'all. He's luscious, lovable, and lickable. G. Bergen, y'all, that's George. That's George in the Atlantas. We'll have to approve him. I know who the hell that is. Tabasco 16, Mike Sheehan. P-Bo, who is a prolific retweeterer and star giver. Y'all, I don't have any idea who that is. Your Weekly Buzz, Christian Griffin, don't know who that is. Dorito Fryer, that's Samuel Ryan Staggs, don't know who that is. Roller Man, as opposed to Molar Man. Y'all, I don't know who Roller Man is. Gaza, that is Link 52. EU Boys Club, that's Tristan Dean. Don't know who that is either. Arthur 4873. Porky W. Andy Baxter. No. Brandon D'Orlando, who is Beats, Bass, and Baz. Y'all, I don't know what the hell that means. Mad Banana 9. Y'all don't know Mad Banana 9. Sassy Cat 38. Stoneface 7. Hot Man Meat, that's Vincent Ramirez. Don't know who it is, but he loves gay porn and hot man meat. Big Fatty! Fag Hag Forever, that is Lula Mae Bonds. Grice Star is Grice Diana. Don't know. Kim Cheesy is James Pack, an urbanist thinker, doodler, and eater. I'm Nicholas Scott. Believe it or not, that's Nicholas Scott, y'all. Girl Geek, that's Sandy Beggs. Tristan 33480, Tristan Bennett. He's living the wonderful life in Florida. Q-Pod Addict. LaCitha 119 is LaCitha Tharanga. Juilliard. Juilliardi Aling, Cherry 75, My Life is Music, that's Pamela Green, y'all. SC Girl KT is Kelly, Jay-Z 9, y'all, I don't have any idea who that is, but he's recently relocated in the Witness Protection Program, hiding in plain sight in New York City. Nola George, George Richard, CJG Mom is Heidi Gartner, Tiny Pill, Heather Kennedy. Oh, dear God, Paige Worthy, Veganicious is Deborah Yabara, and Jenny Spinner is up there in the Green Bay, y'all. She's a writer in Baconia. So, y'all, if that's any of y'all know any of those people or anything like that, tell them to send Big Fatty an e-letter. Y'all, I came home for lunch, woke up with a splitting headache, so, y'all, I just didn't go back to the coal mine this afternoon. And, y'all, I turned over and went back to sleep, and I slept hard. Y'all, have you ever slept hard? Just slept hard. And for almost 3 hours, y'all, and I was awakened by my most regular gentleman caller, and he came in and said,
Big Fatty, hoo!
No, he didn't say that. He went, yes, Big Fatty, welcome home.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.